1080 Ti basically announced at Game Developers Conference. Ryan posted his review early this morning. And in fact, there's a GTX 1080 Ti live stream going on with NVIDIA's Tom Peterson right now, which will be available for streaming later on should you want to get in depth with Ryan and Mr. Peterson. And they're also going to be talking about the FCAT VR testing tool that Ryan introduced to you last week. Have you had a chance to remotely see the performance of the 1080 Ti? I know you're not in Kentucky at the PC Per headquarters.
Yeah, I looked at the benchmarks, and it's funny. What happens when you take a Titan X and you increase the base and boost clocks? This is the same GP102 core.
Right.
And they, but for some reason, I've been trying to wrap my mind around this. One of the memory controllers is disabled. So you have 11 gigabytes of memory. This, we heard that, and it's like, that's not right. Like, these rumors, you know, they come out weeks in advance, and like 11 gigabytes.
Sure.
But it is 11 gigabytes. They up the memory speed, though. Like, they're clocking it at 11 gigahertz. So it's all about 11 with this card and a very odd 352-bit memory interface, but yeah. Plenty of bandwidth, the same number of CUDA cores as the Titan X, and as you might imagine, higher clocks equal higher performance, and it's less expensive.
That's what's kind of amazing to me, because you look at the specs for the $1,200 GTX, the NVIDIA Titan X versus the GTX 1080 Ti, and it's, you know, the base clock on the 1080 Ti is higher, the boost clock is higher, it's got the same number of texture units, it, you know, 8 fewer ROP units, 1 gigabyte less memory, a slightly faster memory clock, or 10% faster memory clock, that 352-bit memory interface, which saves them from not using G5X memory, you know, a touch faster in memory bandwidth, a same 250-watt TDP, peak computing at 10.6 teraflops to the Titan X's 10.1 teraflops, and it costs $700 to the Titan X's $1,200. That's impressive.
Yeah, so if you're looking for the absolute fastest single GPU card right now, and it's kind of crazy that they're only selling it for $699. I say only $699. Of course, it's still expensive, and you can do a lot with less money, but it's kind of their flagship right now, it would seem, and it's at least they've come down a little bit. It's more like a realistic number. We were thinking $800 probably. So it's a little surprising. Of course, you can't buy it anywhere, but I'll be surprised if you can get the Founders Edition day one for $699. We'll see.